Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Go ahead, man.
All right, man.
You're on the air. I didn't know you could manage it.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
You're on the air.
Right from the left post, I am Linda. I don't have music right now, but that's okay. We're good. But this is PatriotFamilies.com, and I am right from the hotline today because we're in Delaney, Indiana, and we are having a blast. It's gorgeous. Wish you guys could be here. I've got you. From New York, we've got Chad from Indiana, Bill from Indiana, our show.
Tracy,
I got Tracy from Alabama, and whoever else is coming in. They're out. We have a totally prepared show today because we've been busy eating fast food. If you want to come in, it's 646-378-0321. 646-378-0321. And I was going to start with a little scripture just to get us going. And this is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So that was today's reading, and we can learn a lot from that. We better have a healed land because it's in chaos right now. Do you guys want to chime in on what you've heard today on Fox News? Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, the immigration thing picking up. Harry Reid claims the border is secure. He's got another congressman claiming the border, Democrat senator claiming the border is secure. When you ask the press secretary about it, he runs around in circles, doesn't give a straight answer, but tries to claim that the border is more secure under Obama than it's ever been, which we all know is a lie. And you're having a lot of towns come out. They do not want these illegals in their towns and communities, and they're coming out in droves against it all across the country. So, you know, here we are. We're expecting a million adults to crash our border here shortly. And I don't see that our government's going to do anything about that either.
Oh, no, they're encouraging it. And what did we see, Bill, on the news today, talking about the survey about, was it 97% or 98% of Americans consider themselves straight? I think it was 1.2 or something that consider themselves gay. And then as far as the bisexual, it was less than 1%. So, you know, we know that the gay mafia likes to go out there and dictate to the rest of the complete huge majority of normal people. And it's from the left. I'm telling you, this is right down the line of Karl Marx to make this abnormal, perverse, disgusting behavior appear normal to the children. It goes on every day.
It's divide and conquer.
Well,
it's trying to divide you up and keep you fighting against each other. That way you can't join forces against them.
Well,
you see it with he's using the gays. He's using the union. He's using Muslims, anyone he can use to further his agenda. He will do it. He has no real loyalty to anyone than himself and the collective.
Well, the other thing is with this gay agenda thing, this is one of the tenets of the Communist Manifesto, and that to brainwash the children and the rest of the populace as it goes along to, again, thinking that this perverse behavior is the new normal. This is what you're seeing splattered all across the screen. I mean,
it's not normal to me.
All right. It is not normal. I mean, not even going biblically, it's just scientifically ridiculous. You cannot procreate. The diseases, the immorality, the entire thought of it. Again, a lot of us feel we don't care what you do behind closed doors. Just don't bring it out to the open. Parading around like they do in San Francisco, pushing it down
the city.
Pushing it down the kids' throats, especially in California. K through 12, for the past 4 or 5 years, they have mandated this nonsense with the gender-neutral bathrooms. the teaching K through 12 about the LGBT gay nonsense mafia garbage. They're shoving it down their throat.
I have a question about it all. How can he be on the side of the gays and the side of the Muslims at the same time?
Exactly.
He's not. But he can use one at the moment to try to further his agenda. This is what I'm saying about he has no loyalty. He's leaving these gays, the small amount, less than 2% of the country that do support
mm-hmm.
him, he's leading them into a head-on collision with all the Muslims that he's aiding and helping and stuff. He's leading them right into a collision, and they're not bright enough to see it.
True.
And
oh.
that's just like with the blacks. They would, and I understand why they would want to believe this guy is going to look out for their best interest. But amnesty is not going to help them in one.
I know nothing.
Yeah, it's not going to help them at all. If anything, it's going to oppress them even further. There are going to be less jobs available to them, less educational opportunities available to them, and less entitlements they're going to be able to get, because that's going to be gobbled up by all these illegals that are coming.
Well, it's the illegal immigration situation is, I do believe, part of the collapse of the economy, which, as we talked about earlier, it was Maurice Strong orchestrating all this stuff, because he's pretty high up there with the Rothschilds and the rest of it, who are orchestrating all of this nonsense. And the illegal immigration part of the Cloward and Piven strategy to further destroy our economy, as if Barry hasn't done enough already on his own, that will help push the tipping point. People are, so, like to talk about ignorant people and people who are uninformed. You have to look at the education system, and you have to see what has happened. Anybody that goes out there, whether it's Mark Dice or Waters World or whomever goes out there in the street, you or I could go out in the street and ask, you know, 100 people, if you get 4 or 5 out of that 100 who know who the hell Joe Biden is, you're lucky. That's how stupid people are, and they keep their heads in the sand. It does. It drives me crazy.
It will affect them. It's going to affect every one of us.
Many are indifferent. They're thinking that they can just keep going and things won't change for them and this and that. And then you add into the fact that you've got a media that is aiding and covering all the ill activity that's going on.
Oh, they're complicit. They've been complicit since the 1800s, believe me. You don't get news. Please. I mean, we have to seek the truth on our own. That's why we go to Scripture. That's why we talk amongst ourselves. We go out in rallies. We go with other conservatives. We try to talk to libtards. We do everything we can. We go to meetings. We go to city council. We put together speeches so we can educate people and have our voices heard. People stand out there with their flags, their signs, and we get national media attention at a small town of Marietta. Believe me, it's tiny. And you get that going on for at least 2 weeks. And people are starting to talk. It's not going to change the Congress's mind. It's not going to change Barry O'Maggott's mind, because it will wake people up for a short time. Hopefully, I'm seeing on Fox News today, there were several places. Oklahoma was one of them. I think it was Minnesota. They mentioned another one. There were several people up there in all their towns putting the signs out, just like we did in Murrieta, which we were successful for right now anyway. I haven't looked at my watch lately. You know, give it time, but they're standing up and they're pushing back. And, of course, the pundits on Fox News, which I'm telling you, sometimes just sets my teeth on fire, talking about, oh, these are just NIMBYs, not in my backyard. And I'm like, this man is a complete moron. And these, I don't know how much they're paying him, but he ain't worth 2 plug nickels to rub together as far as I'm concerned. Good Lord. Anybody else want to talk about that?
You touched on a while ago when you were talking about using the illegals to destroy the economy. But they come in another part of that. It's another one of the pillars of Agenda 21, besides destroying our economy, is to destroy our culture.
Right.
And they're good and useful for that. When they come here and they burn your flag and they wave the flag from whatever country they came for, they're destroying your culture.
Mm-hmm.
When they come here and expect you to cater to them and learn their language, and cater to their cultures and stuff, you're destroying our culture.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
I didn't hear you for a minute. Anyway, I'm going to cut you out for a second. Doc and Flyer in the chat room, they both say hello.
tell them hello. And,
hey.
Wish they were here with us in Indiana. We're having a pretty good time down here, and we got the weekend coming.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun. So
you guys are messing on good time.
And good food. So, yeah, I mean, Bill brings up a lot of good points. There's, when you talk about, basically it's borders, language, and culture. And if you don't have those three, you don't have a country. And this is what, now, some folks don't like Michael Savage, but he has been harping on borders, language, and culture since, you know, day one. So, and others, too, feel the same way that he does on that particular score. The Agenda 21 situation, I plan on giving a speech in a couple days. I've got tons of notes. I've got everything laid out. It's pretty easy to explain if you start from the beginning. But the ultimate goal is the totalitarian control of every aspect of your life. They have been incrementally doing this from way back. They decided you could have certain kind of toilets. They're doing this all under the guise of saving the planet, which is the biggest crock on the, you know, on Earth. And they've done it with the light bulbs. They do it with wood stoves. They do it with where, you know, your roads. They're changing the roads. They're changing the dynamics of everything. You are not allowed to, in some places, people are fighting back, raise your kids a certain way. This has been coming down the pipe for a long time. They've had English as a second language. They've had people catering to every Tom, Dick, and Harry language on the planet, on all the forms, all the ballots. It's nonsense. You come here to function, to be getting, you know, we'll help people. We don't mind doing that. But you darn well should learn the language. I mean, if I went to France, I would be taking French before I hit the plane. I did it when I was going to Japan. We knew we were going to be there for 4 months the first time. We had sentences and phrases down before we touched down. Of course, it was a 14-hour flight, but, you know, hey, it was, and the first 3 weeks we had chopsticks down. We assimilated with those people. Now,
because that's the proper way to do it.
And believe me, they respected us huge. Now, we couldn't assimilate very much because they could spot a gaijin, that's a foreigner, you know, 2 miles down the road, because we all had different color skin, we all had different color hair, and we were taller than everybody else. It was the, you know, and we respected them. We learned how to bow. We learned how to use their money. We learned how to count. We did everything we could to be respectful to them. And this is what you're supposed to do. And like I was telling, we were talking about immigration before, and I said, well, and one of the signs in Murrieta said Ellis Island was closed in 1954. Well, there was another pundit on one of the radio shows that I was listening to a couple weeks ago talking about Ellis Island days, and I think it was on Mark Levin's show. You have to remember, going that far back, we didn't have a nanny state. We didn't have food stamps and WIC and this and free and, you know, open it up. Here's the bank doors. Here's the bank vault. You know, stand in line. There was none of that. Those people came here to work. They'd crawl on their hands and knees. They would kiss the ground when they got here. They spoke their native tongue, whether it was German or Polish or whatever, or Italian, in their homes, and they made their kids learn English, and they learned English as soon as they could and spoke outside of that their doorway to try to get ahead. They knew education was the key and assimilation was the key, and they were willing to work hard, and boy, they worked day and night to feed their families and were darn grateful for the opportunity. Yeah, there might be a handful of these illegal alien invaders, but the majority of them are here because they want a better chance, or they've been told to come here, and they say, you know, the streets are paved with gold, and all the handouts are here. They're not going to send you back. Well, that's partly because of Barry, but I know this probably goes way back beyond him. So, you want?
Well, it does. It was George Bush was doing it, and they've been doing it for quite a few generations. As we both know, Agenda One's been in plans for quite a while, and they've just been working on little parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they can destroy our culture, and the reason they want to do that is because they figure destroying this culture will make the people that are here more, they will make Agenda 21 and a global government more appealing to them.
Right.
They would be more accessible to it. As it is right now, we're not accessible to it, and they know it. Our economy, you have to look ahead at what spending they have projected into the future already, or what paying for spending they have projected into the future. This is how they disguise the real debts and stuff that we face. The $17 trillion is not even close to the real number.
Oh, no.
I can tell you this. By the time Obama leaves office in 2016, he will have spent have increased our debt three times what it was when he took over.
Yep.
That means he himself, in 8 years, will have increased, will have more than doubled our national debt.
All by himself.
All by himself.
No, no, y'all know that was Bush's fault.
Well, yeah. It goes beyond Bush because even with Bush, from George Washington through George Bush, it was still only a little over $10 trillion. And now we're looking at 18
to 90. Yeah, that's even true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not even true because there's a lot of things left out. But the bad thing about the CEO is they're only allowed with the workers to work with the numbers they're given.
Right.
They're not allowed to say, well, there's more numbers here. They're not allowed to do that. So that's how they keep things in check and this and that. You can go to the U.S. debt clock in the top right-hand corner, click on 2016.
Oh, I hate that thing.
And it's going to tell you right at $27 trillion. And that's saying that Obama's got 3 years, 2 years left. He's not going to spend another penny in it. Well, he's already got over $5 trillion worth of bills being proposed of spending.
Yeah, he wants 3.1 or whatever it was just for this influx of the illegal aliens. Billion. Sorry.
And it would be cheaper to get them back. Where they belong.
It would cost us $8 million to ship them all home first class.
And the other part of the we're going back to the totalitarian nonsense, and they've been slipping this Agenda 21 in through the back door slowly, drip by drip, you know, the frog in the pot boiling slowly. And now, of course, they've been going after the carbon emissions and the fuel efficiency on cars, especially in California, and they have this stupid agency there called CARB, which is the California Air Resources Board, another evil one, just as evil as the EPA. And one of the sentences I read today, yesterday, I was going through it, talking about how they fine people in these manufacturing companies for not adhering to their draconian nonsense. It's tantamount to the protection racket at the mall. This is exactly what every businessman and owner has been saying about this for years, and they're getting away with it. And they've got the public brainwashed in California to think, oh, this is green, this is great, you know, and they're just a whole wretched San Diego County, plus all of up north, too, in the Bay Area. They've been fighting this, too. That's where Rosa Curie's from, and she wrote the book Behind the Green Mask. She knows. She's been fighting, screaming, doing videos, going to town hall meetings, trying to speak to these folks, explain what it is. She holds up the original book from 1992 at Rio Summit. She gets out there. She's on every station, every Facebook thing she can do, helping people, her own website, to try to get them to stop the Agenda 21 in their town. And I've been fighting 5 years on this. So this is what they do. And then they want people to have these two. I tell these people, if you want to ride their damn bike, go to Holland. You can ride your bike all day long there. Get out of my country. Leave me alone.
Flat out fact and truth for you. The most efficient energy comes from hydroelectric. Yet you don't see anybody on the left pushing for hydro energy. You don't see anybody on the right talking about hydro energy. The money won't fill the pockets of the elitists because it's usually a state that owns the dam, and they're the ones who control and collect the money from it. And that's why they don't want that. You can go look at Harry Reid. We all know that he's in Chinese and solar panels. We know that the cylinder deal, what all went on with that?
Go ahead, Lonnie.
You trying to talk, Lonnie? All right, we'll keep going here. Just break in if somebody gets on the line. You know, let us know we have a caller because we don't have a screen yet or a chat room.
Chat room, Flycatcher says he wants to know, he says, do we fight back with weapons or a political structure to get our nation back?
I couldn't hear the question.
Okay, the question is, he says, we the citizens voted on politicians. That did us What did that do? So what do we do now? Do we fight back with weapons or political structure to get our nation back?
Well, I think right now we're going to have to keep doing what we're doing. I don't want to take up arms unless they're coming at my door or they're coming around to try to confiscate, because if that starts, we're digging in. There's going to be another story.
Well, we've got to keep spreading the word and keep waking people up, because there's so many out here that don't have a clue. We've got to wake the people up, and then we've got to find a common ground that brings us all together, standing together, which is exactly what our elected fight to keep from ever happening. Neither side wants the people to stand together, because when we stand together, we cannot be defeated. We cannot be put out. We don't have to take a back seat to the elected and their dictatorship.
Well, here's the other thing is, anything that they, you know, like the hydroelectric that Bill mentioned, the old regular muscle cars and gasoline-powered engines, you see, with all that, if you think back in the 50s and the 40s and all those times, and even the 60s, that allows you freedom, and freedom ain't in their agenda. I don't care if you call it Agenda 21 or Karl Marx or Stalin, this is not part of their purview. They want you under their thumb and no freedom. That's the deal.
That's why they have the smart meters that they put on electric, the water smart meters they put on water, because those actually watch your daily actions. Yep. They know where, which room you go into, at what time of day, what you're probably doing in that room and everything else, using those smart meters. The end of the agenda is total control.
Yep.
There will be no middle class. There will be those, the elitists, and those that serve them.
Yeah.
All these people that are doing the in-between work for them, the politicians and all these congressmen and senators, once there's a global government, they no longer serve a purpose. They lack the intelligence to see that they're leading to their own demise.
That's true. And even on the local level, the people who are championing this green stuff and screaming for more bike lanes, they have no clue as to what's going on. I try to educate them. But, you know, Bill's right on all these points. And like I said, the agenda is to get you out of your car eventually. They do not want you to have any freedom whatsoever. And as far as uniting us, let's go back to basics. Let's go back to de Tocqueville and Bastiat and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, even Ben Franklin, all these folks who were not Hamiltonians, who believed in small, microscopic government. The government that governs best is the government that governs least, and that was Thomas Jefferson. And we can unite on the principles of liberty, natural rights from nature's God. And there's plenty of us out here who are Christian or whatever sect or religion they want to believe in, other than Muslim. I'm not with them. But the majority in our country can unite on those old principles. They don't know what those principles are because they've been erased from history. They have been bastardized. They have been revised. They have been eliminated. And they have twisted it and turned it into something, you know, Karl Marxish. And these poor kids in school, I don't care if you're talking 5 years old or 25 years old, and everybody in between has been brainwashed for a long time. Time to turn that around.
If you were to look at the history lessons they're teaching today and then recall your own history lessons or find an old history book from when you were a child and compare them, you will be flabbergasted because it won't even be close. They are trying to change everything to make the America look bad, and we needed to change to socialism, communism. I call it all progressivism. That way you cover all the isms.
Theism. Yeah. Mark Levin calls it, and it's true.
And what they want is they want to make themselves godlike.
Oh, yeah.
They want you to worship them.
They already think they are.
Therefore, you can't have any religion, because if you've got religion, Christians are going to worship God. Even the Muslims are going to worship Allah. In the end, you take the two biggest factions, Christians and Muslims, you play them against each other, and then whatever's left in the end is all you got to take care of and wipe out. You don't got to take on the two big bodies and bulks. You just take on the little scrap that's left. And then religion has been removed.
Morality.
And the elite become gods in their own minds.
Well, they they have to get rid of the morality and the religion. Let's look at history. I mean, all the guys, Mao, Stalin, Lenin, that and Hitler, they were all big on removing all the churches. Look how many churches they went after when they first got into power. In Germany, once they got rid of the Catholics, they got the Jews with yellow stars on them marching into FEMA camps or concentration camps. And then the name of the church in Germany was the Reich Church. That was the only one you could go to. Hell, he had a Reich Bank. I mean, he had all these things going on that was all statism, and he did it in a few short years. That's why I compared Omega to Hitler when he first opened his mouth in 2008.
Go ahead, Sonny.
Are you guys asking questions or just talking in the background?
Who's that? Oh, that's no, we're not asking questions. Hold on.
Go on.
Okay, well, just speak up when it's time. Make sure you speak right in that microphone if you got one. So, anyway, Chad, you want to take it? See what you...
Well, I'm sick and tired of the Muslim crap being thrown up in our face. Well, you just turn around and you say the littlest thing on a Muslim that, oh, that's heaven forbid, but they can persecute and say whatever they want to us Christians. They can, I mean, basically wiping the floor with us Christians.
Absolutely.
And we can't say nothing about it. But all of our rights and everything getting thrown out the window, and the Muslims and all the illegal aliens, they're the ones that get all the rights. Why, the American people have to suffer. But we're the ones, we have to suffer, but we're the ones with paying for them.
Oh, yeah.
The aliens and stuff. That's the government's money. What they're getting out is the American people's money.
It's the money that has been stolen. Because as far as I'm concerned, this whole system, which is, quote, the American system from 1861 under Lincoln,
right.
Which is Hamiltonian and British mercantilism, and now we have it, crony capitalism and corporate fascism is what I know that Ron and Mikey talk about. And it's true. If you're connected and you're wealthy, none of this is going to affect people. Because I remember there was a time, I was thinking about this before we did the show. The rich people, and I mean, even moderately rich people who've got some bucks to throw around and make these. See, I live in California, so I see this all the time. And I used to be around people who would renovate houses or build their own houses, or they had the high-end stuff in some of these very wealthy neighborhoods in my town, because San Diego's, believe me, loaded with pockets of very, very wealthy people. Well, if you want a toilet that flushes like it used to or should, all you got to do is have some connections in another country, and you figure out how to get that plumbing or those fixtures into the United States, and you've got the best stuff on the planet, and you wish you could go out and afford it yourself, believe me. And it's disgusting how they have eliminated the middle class.
Well,
and what I think they're going to do eventually is, if they get their way, but they ain't going to take our guns. There's too many people who have them, too many people who are waking up, and they're ticked off. They are not going to play this game. But if they got their wishes, you just go back into Moses' time, and you just remember what it was like when Moses came into being, and all those people pulling the stones to the pyramids under Pharaoh, and they were stomping straw in the mud 24 hours a day with very little to eat. That's exactly what they want us to be doing for them. And that's what, we've been financial slaves since the creature from Jekyll Island, and that's the Federal Reserve. And before that, because good old Lincoln paved the way for World War I, because no one like Wilson would have ever been elected had he not taken away states' rights and shredded the Constitution back then. Then good old Wilson, who claimed to be an anti-war person, which was the biggest smokescreen since you know what, I mean, no. He wanted that. He wanted his little part of the kingdom to run on his own. So that's what we're up against. And all of these bad things and the states' rights and the Federal Reserve, everything was paid by Lincoln and after the Reconstruction period. I would highly recommend this book, you guys. It doesn't take long to read, but you want to slow down so you get it all. And That's the Real Lincoln by DiLorenzo. Your eyes will be opened, and you'll understand how to connect the dots and see how this got to where it is today. It took a long time, but evil is very patient, and it has been since the Lucifer. So you have to understand where this comes from. And so I'm going to let you guys comment on that.
You know, you're talking about the wealthy. They still won't get away with getting the toilets and all this because the smart meters will detect all that and turn them in. And they may get people, but they're going to have to pay more. There are a lot of wealthy in the country. A lot of them earned that wealth. And because they were able to earn that wealth, that's all the rest of us, that we have that same opportunity if we push and persevere hard enough ourselves.
We used to.
Well, the government has something to do about it.
The government wants to decide that only, in our current government, they want to decide that only the wealthy on the left are entitled to their wealth, and anybody else that has wealth ought to have to give it up to the left. Insider investing and trading supposedly against the law in many places, but yet that's the biggest practice by our elected. That's how they go into office, making $170,000 a year and come out multimillionaires.
And it doesn't stop with the federal. It has been filtering down to all the states, especially the blue states, the liberal states. It's in my town. It's all through every one of them that has ICLEI. Believe me, they see this stuff and they see the carrot of the money dangled in front of them, the Common Core, which is also tied into Agenda 21, by the way. And they dangle this money. And like Bill has a story about the Christmas plays or whatever it was, the songs or whatever it was.
In our little town of Brownstown, Indiana, they were putting on their regular annual Christmas play, and they were told that if they didn't take the Christian songs out, they couldn't get state funding. And the town told them to keep their state funding. We would do it ourselves. And they raised the money themselves. They put on their play, and they sang Christian songs.
I was there that night, and they sung very well about that state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a way for us to fight back. You get a group of people in whatever town you're in, and they tell you some clown from these progressive, nevishes, I call them, telling you can't do this and can't do that, or you aren't going to get the money. Well, I would tell them to take their money and put it in a place where it will do the most good, and we'll do it ourselves.
That's
out of my life, out of my school, out of my town. We're
out
done.
Of my bad girl. That's like the immigration deal. I hear a lot of the religious supporters of it. They're going to come out and they're going to say, oh, let he with no stone, so without sin, so the first stone. And they'll end it there. They won't finish it up
yet.
Because there's the rest of that changes what they would try to get across. The rest of it is no one could throw a stone because no one was sinless. And Jesus then turned to the woman and told her, my child, you are forgiven. Go and sin no more. He did not tell her, go right back to doing whatever you were doing.
That's correct.
You look at the immigration situation, you apply that. We forgive them for coming here illegally, and then the right thing for them to do is to go and get in the back of the line to do it right.
You come here right.
To continue to be here illegally and trying to abscond with entitlements or whatever illegally, you're still sinning.
Well, the only way for them to get into the back of the line is for them to be deported and not to have an administration saying, come on in, He wants to overwhelm the whole thing, the stupid Democrats in the Senate and the House, the total, complete progressive, and progressivism is communism in my estimation. They're stupid.
Illegal boarding U.S. commercial flights without ID.
Yep, that was on Fox News. She was watching the TV.
Wow.
So,
nice.
You've got, and these idiots
in Texas,
these idiots in the Congress, they think, they have been led to believe that all of these aliens are going to immediately, go out and get their voter ID cards because all these states are giving them driver's licenses, which is another heinous sin as far as I'm concerned. And then they think, oh, we'll get them to vote Democrat forever and we'll never lose another election. They are being used by these elites and Barry just as much as Barry is being used by the other elites.
Any state that goes out there and gives them an ID is aiding and abetting better. Foreign invasion of the United States. That, my friend, is a thing called treason.
It
yes,
sure
is. It
is. It's anti-federal. Of what we already
have
federal laws.
Well, we have laws. They refuse to enforce them. And they aid and abet in the breaking of those laws.
Yep.
By not enforcing them.
I know.
So from Eric Holder, the head of Homeland Security, all the way to the White House, the Senate, the Congress, they are all aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of the United States. Every one of them are looking for treason. Those don't give them any aid.
That means that the president is doing treason too, because he's the one telling them to come across.
Exactly.
If you're not enforcing the law as it's written, it has never been changed.
No.
But so it is not law. It is still law. It is on the books. It is still law. And by going against that law and helping them come into your country illegally, by giving them an ID, you're aiding and abetting them. You are committing treason.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I think Bill was talking earlier too about on that same vein. I can't remember what you were saying. Illegal immigration. Can't remember. It was earlier in the day, but whoever wants to chime in on this one, it's just
about the shootings going on and this and that, and people dying and being shot. When you look at those numbers, and I'm not saying that part of them aren't being shot, but when you look at those numbers and you compare them to the numbers of Americans who are foiled by illegals, the numbers pale in comparison.
Yes.
Where is the media? Where is the election on that issue? Americans killed here on our soil.
Hello?
Continuing to kill our people.
Yes.
They're continuing to
yes.
our children.
Yes.
Caller 941, guys. Area code.
Robert. Tell him to talk
Hi,
to the mouthpiece.
Hello, Mr. Bill Strong. You know what that's called? It's called harboring an illegal alien. It's called harboring a terrorist. We are harboring terrorists and illegal aliens at the same time.
Absolutely. I prefer the real term of foreign invaders. They don't want to use that term because using that term, foreign invaders, entitles you to use your military to reject them. that's why they try to call them undocumented immigrants or whatever, because they don't want to call them what they really are, foreign invaders.
Immigration's been your pet peeve, Bill Strong. You've been strong on it, Bill Strong.
He's been fighting immigration for years here.
I've been fighting against the illegal entry into the United States since 2005. I had an organization called CHOICE, which was a coalition of Hoosiers for Order of Immigration Control Enforcement. My little group did something that no one else has ever done. We sent tens of thousands of them fleeing with a flyer we put out.
Yes, we did.
And in Jackson County here on 420, any
county. Say that again. Say that again, Bill Strong. I didn't hear you.
What?
Tell Bill Strong to repeat that. I didn't hear him. About the 420. Say that.
We put out a little flyer through Cummins Engine Company. The workers of Cummins Engine Company spread it to every factory in the full county area or more. The next day, the headlines of every newspaper in our area were about these people fleeing because they thought they were going to be, La Raza was coming, which showed that they couldn't read English because if they had read the flyer and understood it, they'd know that there wasn't nothing like that. It was a flyer warning about the foreign invasion that's happening in the country. But they didn't read it. All they seen was it referred to illegal. They loaded the buses. They loaded the cars. They got out of the factories in the middle of the shift.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, it's getting out of hand, Bill Strong, because you know, now we got a, not only do we have an epidemic on our hands, we have a pandemic on our hands with all this scabies, with all of this meningitis breakout, and everything else that's coming over with these children. You know, what do we do? Now the thing is, what are we doing with the children? Is it a humanitarian effort, or are we going to exploit them and send them back and let them rot in you know where? You know, that's the crutch of the whole situation. It's just like what he did to health care reform, you know. And I was on, you know, I want to call you guys because I want to thank you for training me so well, because I was on the radio show today and I just blasted my opponents. I blasted them. And not only did I blast them, I'm having a battle with Sarasota Herald Tribune, which is the biggest progressive social liberal paper there is in the United States of America. And I just blasted the hell out of somebody. Excuse my language, but I blasted the heck out of this Jeremy Wallace because he said, "Whoever wins the Republican primary is already a shoe-in candidate." And I took offense. I took offense to that, and I just let him have it. You know,
so you know what my
signs are going to say now, and my business cards are saying now, say no to shoo-in candidates.
Well, I agree with you.
I let him have it. You guys are part of it because you guys trained me. You trained me to speak my mind. He trained me to have research of everything I've been talking to you, and now I'm having a battle with my power of attorney because they want to see. This is the $2,500 issue. Remember when Mr. Obama said, "quote unquote, the healthcare plan will save." A family of four, $2,500.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when I told you guys that I had to pay $2,500 out of pocket expenses in order for they were going to turn me away. Well, lo and behold, guys, my orthopedic bill out of pocket that I owed my orthopedic surgeon was $400. My anesthesia bill was almost close to $400. That's $1,800 right there. And my wound care bill came to $1,600, even after the fact I received a refund check for $1,354. My point I'm trying to make is I didn't even break even.
Right, right.
You understand?
Yeah, we
there's
do.
There's a loophole there somewhere. There's such a loophole.
That's our favor.
But the sales of Bill Strong, there's such a loophole. In other words, I think I was double dipped.
Sure.
You understand?
Oh. Yeah, I do.
You, am I right or wrong? Bill Strong, am I right or wrong?
Each word didn't lie. If his mother's going to guarantee it's a lie.
Well, you know what? Like, this is what I don't understand, Bill Strong. This is the debate, okay? Because I told you guys, the people that cannot afford their premiums on Obamacare, who have a $6,000 deductible. See, I already met my deductible, and I shouldn't have to pay a dime as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? So the people that don't meet their premiums and can't pay, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I gave $5,000 to my hospital, right? and I gave a donation to have surgery on my leg that I almost died and lost my leg, and gave it to my $5,000 to my neighbor down the street so he could afford health care. That's my interpretation of the whole thing. Tell me if I'm not going Meshuggah, Miss Linda.
No, you're right. I mean, you every time you, I know Bill has been very good at reading those bills, all 2,700 pages of the nonsense. So you can't go too far with Bill and try to make your case because he knows what's in that
miserable
thing.
Bill Strong, let's review it real quick. If you go on pages 1, 3, 4, 7, 9, the key numbers and the key words are $5,000 deductible and a $2,500 penalty, tax, fine, and fair share. Mr. Obama was picking on the individual mandate even before the bill was read.
Right. It's never been read except by people like Bill Strong. Inside that bill, many others have been told he's in a ride to come into your home and fix your cabinets and see what kind of food you've got. Yeah.
You guys are cracking up. I can't hear you. But you know what, Bill? My point is, they asked me on the radio show, what do you think about the health care law, Bill? I said, let me tell you something. There's 20 physicians in the House of Congress presently. What's one more doctor going to do to help fix this thing? Who's going to fix it? It can't be fixed. That's exactly what I said.
That's
so bad.
That's right.
No, I'm hearing you guys better. Yeah, you know, Linda, I just don't get it. I can't, you know, I've been fighting this thing for, I've been fighting healthcare since 1994. And now it's going to be a religion pretty soon. And, you know, people aren't, my healthcare expires in July of 2015. And I have to go through certain channels to see if I could get subsidies now. Someone told me I could get subsidies because my gross income a year is $46K. So, you know, now it's kind of, if I cannot get the subsidies, I basically have to pay the fine and hope and pray for the best. And that's the bottom line.
Right. Well, the only way, I don't know if you've ever seen those things on Facebook. You may not have it. But there were a few years ago, I think it was just about the time Oblawa got in, and they had videos they sent around on Facebook. And one of them had this big, giant shredding machine, and it was called Big Bertha. And they put a tractor-type wheel made out of rubber in it, and it just munched it up. To take that bill.
Wow. I don't know anymore, Miss Linda, but I just had to thank you guys for everything you've done for me. I couldn't have done this without you. You know that. I'm fighting for you guys too, even though you live in different states. I mean, this is unbelievable. You don't know the battle I've had with the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Yeah, I have no clue. But I'm exhausted. I'm tired, and I'm aching all over, Miss Linda. It's unbelievable. I'm exhausted.
I'm campaigning
real hard, Bill Strong.
I really am.
What? Did we lose Bill?
No, I think they're still there. They're still there.
Okay, I've been campaigning real hard, and I met so many people, I shook so many hands, and out of all the people I've met since January, when I was thinking about a run, only three are against me. So what I said on the radio show today, for the people who do not think I'm capable of running, my campaign does not evolve around you. For the people who don't like my interpretation of psychological warfare, my campaign doesn't work around you. For the people who think that I don't have a flying chance and you know where, my campaign doesn't evolve around you. There's a lot of people hurting where I come from, and I'm representing them.
That's right.
That's exactly what I said today. So we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck.
Hope and pray I don't get assassinated before the election.
You won't.
Oh my Lord, Bill Strong. I'm going to say good night to you guys. And God bless you.
Okay.
Are you in Indiana, Linda? Are you up there?
Yes, I am. So am I.
All right. You have a good time. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. I love you guys.
Love you, Robert. Love you too, Robert.
All right, guys. Be good.
Robert's one of the examples. He is putting himself out there.
Well,
he is saying,
I promise you, Bill Strong, when I win the election, I will be up there in Indiana. That's a given.
There you go.
You know,
I think I got a good chance now. I really
do.
Good.
You gotta believe.
I'm going to take a hot shower and make a hot toddy and go to bed.
Hey, good to see you. Have a good
All
night,
bro. Right. You
night,
too.
Robert.
I love you.
We
Stay
love
safe.
You.
I love you, too.
Robert
Bye-bye.
Is in the nutshell.
Bye-bye.
An American
Bye-bye.
Who just puts it on himself that he's going to stand up and put up a fight.
Yeah.
And, folks, that's where we all got to get to. I'm especially disgruntled with Christians and churches out there because they act like they're not supposed to do nothing. You're supposed to get up there on your end pedestal. You should be screaming and hollering. When they attack your God, they attack your religion and stuff. You're not to sit there and just watch. You can't show me where God says sit there and let them destroy you. Or God says, oh, if they come to confront you, run. It ain't in there, people, because it ain't what he wants.
The American people need to have a backbone.
Amen.
And a few other parts. That too.
But with me, it was like one day somebody says, why are you even doing this? And I'm like, if I don't do it, who will?
I just want to say for the audience that doesn't know, the gentleman that was on the phone talking about health care and everything else, and he's campaigning, he's running for congressional seat in the House of Congress of the United States in Sarasota, Florida. And, I mean, I remember when he came on the show and how far he's come in his knowledge. Of course, listening to people like Ron Golden in Georgia, you know, doesn't hurt. So, you know, it can be done. We hope him, wish him well in the fight that he's in. He's got a long road to hoe.
So he's up against the bad boys, and I hope his health holds out for it because it's going to take everything out of him.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, and I just want to plug our Patriot families. I want to thank Chad and Yo and Bill and Tracy and Nick and Joan and everybody that's here, all the little, I call them munchkins. I call them, yes,
and you're cutting out. Where are you getting from Delaney? Y'all cutting out. We barely hear you. Still can't hear you guys. Well, here, let me help you out. Let me help you out. I'm going to play a song. God bless everybody. Linda and everybody from Delaney, I'm sure they say the same. God bless you all. And we'll talk to you later. And I'm going to play a song on the way up. You guys have fun.
Thank you.
That you did too. Why, oh, why can't I?